Whether you're looking to do a little gift shopping, treat yourself or stock up on treats for the holidays, the Royal City Go-Go's have got you covered. The Royal City Go-Go's are hosting their artisan craft sale to raise money to support the efforts of African grandmothers who are raising children orphaned by the HIV/AIDS pandemic. This year's event is on Friday, December 2nd and Saturday, December 3rd. "It's our major fundraiser of the year," said Janine Reed, founder of the Royal City Go-Go's. "At our last in-person sale at Unifor, we had 1,000 people through and we made $60,000. People do come in and they spend money. That's good news for the group that supports the Stephen Lewis Foundation's Grandmothers to Grandmothers campaign, which works directly with community-based services in 15 African countries. Canadian grandmothers fundraise to support African grandmothers who provide the essentials of life, education and stability to their grandchildren. We're really grateful for community support," Reed said. Reed has some advice for folks who haven't attended the sale in past years. "Come early for the best selection," she said. "Usually on the Friday night, people are lined up the street." A variety of departments will be set up at the sale, featuring items such as handcrafted accessories, fashion items, African baskets, children's items for the home, and curated vintage housewares. A new addition to this year's sale is the jewelry and the second look jewelry. The Royal City Go-Go's used to offer porch planter sales and bake sale online, but those will now be available at the upcoming artisan craft sale. "We will have Christmas cakes and shortbread and Christmas cookies and butter tarts and all the good stuff," Reed said. "There's nothing like grandma's baking." The Royal City Go-Go's will once again be selling an assortment of loaves, everything from classics like banana and pumpkin to more unique creations such as Almond Joy, one that features chocolate, coconut and almonds. "We also have food mixes," Reed added. "So we sell cookie mixes. Our gingerbread cookie mix makes 90 little gingerbread men, and it's delicious. The mixes are really popular to give as hostess gifts." Richmond Go-Go's, a word that means grandma, will be dropping by to sell some of their preserves and sauces, some featuring alcohol. "Very nice and unusual flavors," Reed said. A variety of items will be available in the consumables and experiences department. "In there, you could order cabbage rolls or you can order a tea party for two or for six," Reed said. "We make a grazing board, like charcuterie but also with dried fruits and nuts and fresh fruit and things like that on it." The Royal City Go-Go's dedicated group of crafters and artists work to produce unique items that are only sold to the public a couple of times a year. You can see all their offerings at the sale, which is being held at the Unifor Hall, 326 12th Street, on Friday, December 2nd from 4 to 8 p.m. and on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. "There is good parking," Reed noted. "People don't realize that, but they can park right under the Unifor building and take the elevator upstairs." Pre-orders for evergreen porch planters, $45 each, can be made by emailing royalcitygogoss@gmail.com.